Fighters, today I am going to share some candid thoughts with you that I have on the importance of gross profit. And the way I'm going to do it today is I'm going to take some questions that we frequently get, and I'm going to answer those questions. And I think this will clear up a lot of the confusion that there is out there in the contracting world about the importance of raising your gross profit on your projects. Now, before I start, I want to define your gross profit. Your gross profit is what's left over after you do a project, that dollar amount. And that's a percentage of the sale amount. So if it's a $10,000 project and it costs you $7,000 to do it, I think that's seven, right? $7,000 to do it. You got $3,000 left. That $3,000 is gross profit. That is 30% of the $10,000 for easy math. The use of the gross profit, that $3,000 or whatever that amount is what you have left over to pay the rest of the bills in the business, otherwise known as your overhead. That first $7,000 in our example pays for your field labor, your subs, your permits, your job materials, whatever you're stroking a check for to pay for the project, that's coming out of your pocket. And the remaining money is what you have left to pay for the business to exist and to hopefully make a net profit. A net profit is what's left after everything is paid, after all the field stuff is paid, the cost of goods. You got your gross profit, you pay all your overhead, and then whatever's left is your net profit. That net profit is your financial pat on the back for taking the risk of being a business owner, for the late nights, the early mornings, the stress that you carry. That money can be used for anything you want because you're already paid. You should already be paid out of the overhead money, your salary that you need to bring home. So your net profit could go to pay down debt. It could go to reinvest back into the company with marketing or personnel that you want to hire in an overhead capacity. All right. It could be used to buy a damn boat if you want to buy a damn boat. I don't care. It's yours. You've earned it. Now, the first question that I want to address here is people will often message us and say, Tom, why don't you just focus on net profit? If what's left is what really matters, why don't you focus on that? And there's a couple reasons. The number one reason is that 90-95% of our audience here on The Fight does not know their numbers. They don't have a bookkeeper. They don't know what their cost of goods are. They don't know what their gross profit is. They don't even know what their overhead is. I frequently speak to groups. I get in front of groups of contractors and I go, hey, raise your hand if you know what your overhead is. You know, and out of 100, maybe 5 hands will go up. And then if somebody's hands go up, I'll say, okay, what's your overhead? Well, I think it's this. There's a lot of confusion around what your overhead is. And guys, this is just time in the game and intentionally working towards knowing your numbers. So this is one of the reasons, the first reason that I focus on gross profit. It's just easier to calculate right away. All right. It's less confusing from a bookkeeping standpoint because you have real-time data. Okay. We did a $20,000 job. I got $5,000 left after the job to pay overhead. That's kind of a problem. All right. What's that? Like a 25% overhead or gross profit. So the other reason I don't focus on net, and I don't want to lead anyone astray here and think that net is not important. All right. Our number one financial goal in the contractor fight is our net profit. That is our number one goal. All of my businesses, it's the net profit. However, you can't raise your net profit. You can't have a lot left if you don't have the right amount left in your gross profit. So again, it's just the low-hanging fruit. If you want to immediately make more money, let's focus on your gross profit. In fact, you can actually do more gross profit, have more gross profit money in a year with less revenue when you price your work right. So who doesn't want to, looking around, who doesn't want to work less and make more money? We all do. The other reason I focus on this is so many contractors talk about growing their business. They want to scale. I just got a message the other day from a guy who's moving from one state to another. And he's like, I got these big dreams where I want to scale my business and have 4 to 5 locations in this new state. The last thing I want you to do is to grow something, to scale, to add locations of a business that's not as profitable as it can be on the gross profit side. You don't want to scale a turd. If you have a pile of shit, the last thing you want is a bigger pile of shit. All right. Not in agreement, right? Helmet tap. I agree. All right. So my friends, I don't focus on net profit because it's more advanced than the average contractor can handle right now, just because of the reasons that I shared earlier. Check this out. I want to tell you about an opportunity to grow the shit out of your business to eight figures and beyond, if you so desire. In October, I'm keynoting at the Contractor Summit in Jacksonville, Florida. And I want to invite you to join me and other kick-ass contractors as we guide you to automate your systems to give you more freedom and profits in your business. Who can use a little bit of that, right? Raise your damn hands. Or what about building a world-class team that operates without you? What kind of freedom would that give you? And bandwidth would that create in your head so that you could work on bigger things in the business and fulfill your bigger vision? We're also going to dig into things like how to sell larger projects that don't put you in the poorhouse. My God, the number of contractors that take on a big job and end up going out of business because of that big job is staggering. There's far too many people that don't know how to make money on a big project. So guys, I want to invite you to join me. Hit the link, go to thecontractorfight.com/Florida-summit, and let's get better together. I'm out. So, next question I want to address. Tom, I don't have any work lined up. What should I do? Should I lower my prices to get work? This is a question that we get, and I've been in that situation. Maybe you're in that situation right now. In a situation like that, where I'm looking at the calendar and it's got cobwebs on it because I haven't written anything on the damn thing as far as scheduling projects, I'm going to do whatever I can do to fill that, make sure all my cost of goods are sold and I have some money coming in. All right. A lot of people that have followed the fight for a while think that we have this mantra around here that if it's not 50% gross profit, I'm not doing the job. Right. That's why context of what you're going through is really important. Like if you don't have a lot of leads coming in and you know, you're in the batter's box trying to sell some stuff. Now, don't immediately go out and lower your prices because you're going to work the same, add great value, and you're going to have less money to show for it. That's stupid. But if it comes down to paying the mortgage, if it comes down to buying groceries for the family, making your truck payment, not going negative, then price your work, whatever you need to price it at, to get work on the calendar, and then inch your way back up towards the higher profit margins. The other thing is if you don't have any work lined up, what should you do? All right, this is a big one. You need to look at your marketing. Many of you are struggling with workflow because you refuse to commit to building your brand. If you don't approach building your brand with fanatical attention, you will struggle keeping a full calendar because people live lives. They go back to school, relatives die, they put the project off for another year because they lost their job. There's so many different reasons that people don't do the work right now that you must have a constant inflow of qualified leads coming into your business. So if you have no work on the calendar right now, my guess is it comes down to one of a couple things. Number one, your marketing sucks. And number two, you lack confidence in your sales process and your numbers, and you're showing up with desperation and people think that they can bitch slap you around in the sales process. And that sucks. All right. Well, Tom, I hear you, man. I'm picking up what you're putting down. See how fly I am there, man? I'm so fly. All right. So yeah, you've been watching the show. You're all in on 50% gross profit. And I'm going to get to why 50 at the end of this video. I'm going to get to my reasons, my eternal evergreen reasons why I believe 50% is the target. All right. A lot of guys watch this. A lot of contractors watch this and they go, yeah, fuck yeah, man. I'm going to 50%. Should I just jump to 50 right now? Just immediately, boom, I'm doing it. Or should I inch my way up? Maybe you're selling your work at a 30% now. Should you go to a 35 and then do a 40? And over the next several months, you creep your way up to the 50. Again, it depends on your current situation. You might have plenty of leads coming in right now. If you have more leads than you can get to and your sales process is rock solid, then by all means, go right to the 50 right now. Just make it happen. There's no better time than right now to do the things that need to be done. If on the flip side, you haven't really dialed in your sales process, you really don't know your numbers the way you should, you don't have confidence in those, and you're not attracting enough of the highly qualified ideal clients into your funnel each and every day in your business, then it might make sense for you to go, okay, you know, I just booked out, you know, 3-4 weeks at a 30% gross profit. And now from now on, the next leads that come in, I'm going to bump my prices a little bit. And then I'm going to book a couple more weeks. And then I'm going to bump my prices again so that you're gaining confidence along the way. All right. You guys can do this. Trust me, you can do this. I've been here for years preaching this message, and I've seen it thousands of times where people's lives and businesses and their sanity all improve because they make the commitment to get paid what they're worth. You can't deliver great experiences. You can't hire the top people in the field to produce the work if you don't know how to sell at a higher rate. All right? That's how the world of business works. Now, if you're choosing to be a lower end contractor and I don't care about quality, I'm just going to bang things out and we want to do things cheap. We want to be the Walmart of the contracting industry and in your trade, wherever you're at, then go for it. That is an actual business strategy. However, 99.9% of the people that I talk to that are home improvement contractor use words like, I'm high end. We work for high end people, yet you're not priced to give a high end experience. All right, listen, if you're sick and tired of working for scraps, stealing from your family, and not getting paid what you're worth, take time right now. Hit the link, contractorfight.com/550. We have a free tool there to teach you how to sell your work, how to price your very next project to make at least a 50% gross profit. Don't forget to share this with another contractor. Subscribe to the damn video too, or the channel, by the way. Subscribe. A lot of you guys ain't subscribed. You're missing stuff that we're dropping each and every week that's going to help you get better. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.